Who likes doing a lot of voices? Who likes doing a big tough guy voice?
Who likes being a narrator?
Clearly, that's me.
Wow, it's Bryce sizzle reel.
Yeah.
I get very little work!
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast! Zero Issues Comic Podcast!
But first, we introduce the show that we are on. Yes.
Yes.
Let me do that.
Yes, please. Hey, thank you.
It's like nothing going on. Hey, welcome to the show. It's time for a Big Red McLean show because we're going to do a dramatic reading of one of our all-time favorite. We always dip into the Fletcher Hanks archive.
But Merck, this page doesn't say Fletcher Hanks. It says Chris Fletcher.
I know, Chris Fletcher. He changed his name.
Which has got to be somebody else.
I assume it's, like, he did go by many different names, and that's like, maybe the manly, fighty name, because Big Red McLean was a character who appeared often in fight comics. Comics about fighting.
Right.
Yeah.
They also had, K.O. Kowalski, and there were, like, tips on fighting in it.
Was there?
Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for those fighting tips.
Punch your opponent in the face. Really? Oh. Ooh.
The throat is the face of the neck.
So Big Red McLean, if those who are unfamiliar with the Fletcher Hanks archives, he's a big, manly Northman kind of lumberjacky kind of guy.
King of the Northwoods, as he's called. King of the Northwoods.
King of the Northwoods.
And can I just say, I'm very excited because by the time, you know, we reach the end of this podcast, whenever that should be, never probably, we are...
Not at the rate we're going now.
We're going to, every single Fletcher Hanks, we're going to have a dramatic reading of every Fletcher Hanks comic.
Totally.
We're going to have the complete collection. It's going to be wonderful. I'm very excited to keep working towards that noble goal.
It is. It is a noble goal. Shall we begin?
Yes, absolutely.
I believe Bri will be your narrator today.
Oh, that's my cue. Big Red McLean, King of the Northwoods. The Great Bend Lumber Company has a very valuable contract, and a ring of lumber racketeers employing city gangsters is trying to get the contract away from them. While the crooks are using tricks and force, Big Red comes along looking for a job. The crook's labor man is trying to sign up loggers and riggers who have already signed with Great Bend. Fascinating stuff already.
Yes.
I love how there's so much dialogue and weird word bubbles and captions in his stuff all the time that he's actually put a word bubble over top of Big Red's face.
But so luckily, if you don't know what his face looks like, it looks the exact same in the next panel where it's just like the same static shot of him.
You can always identify him by his neck, which is like the size of a sequoia.
Yeah. I thought for the second that was like a purposeful choice to like have the big reveal of like when the word bubble like goes away, his face is there. It's like Big Red. But we've already seen him in the first panel. That's just a big picture
I didn't
of
see
Big
you
Red.
There. I didn't see you there behind that word bubble.
Yeah.
I didn't see you there with your phallic neck.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of guys like standing around talking. Some of them, he draws hats really weird. They always look like turbans. But
yeah, like half of them look like turbans, except for that one guy who's like wearing a derby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the crook is he's just jutting. He's got like a big weird Popeye head and he's just jutting his chin out at everybody as he talks. It's great.
He points with his chin first.
Because he doesn't have arms.
Yeah.
But we've promised to work for Great Bend. Don't be saps. Red River's paying $15 more a month, and it's all on the line. Get your name down before I knock you loose from your brains.
Everybody in the group signs, except Big Red.
How about you, big boy? You're not taking it the hard way, are you?
Not so fast there, smart guy. I don't like the way you do business, and I don't like your face.
Bit of a Hank Hill there.
Yeah, I kind of migrated into that.
I can't change your business methods, but I can change your face and how!
Just my face!
Just
pow!
Just takes him out.
He walloped him one right in the giant chin.
It's yep. A very boring punch.
Yeah.
Just the way it's laid out, it's like, this is the first time we're seeing Big Red sock a guy, and it, you know, I'm...
I think he I just, like, back... More. I think he just backhanded him. He didn't even punch him. He just... I'm so big, I just... Backhand.
He's got a big fist. His fist is like as big as his head. Is that like a Big Red thing?
Does
he have like
know.
Big Hank McCoy hands? Like is that, or is that just a Fletcher thing? I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking forward, and his other hand pictures also look pretty big. He's got a bit of a Stardust thing going on.
Yeah.
So he turns
just grabs
to the
an entire person,
punches the one guy, and he's out. And then he turns to the group behind.
That's my answer to Red River. I'm gonna go work for a great band if I have to do it for nothing! Goodbye, you dopes.
I think he's maybe not understanding what a dope is if you're working for free.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I know. He's extremely brand loyal for no specific reason. What's so great about Great Bend? I mean, it says great in the name, but I mean, you don't know for... Well, whatever. He's loyal. That's fine. Good. I like goodbye, you dopes.
So long, dopes. I'll see you dopes later.
So Big Red heads over to Great Bend and walks in and looks over a little fence that's inside, a little just barrier.
A very small man
stands on the other side of the fence.
I'd like to speak to the owner right away. Make it snappy, kid. This is important stuff.
I guess it is a kid.
McLean is the name.
I like that. McLean is the name. Oh, he's just put his hat on top of his big meatloaf fist now.
It's a puppet.
He's just got it on there. Just hanging.
I think he just doesn't want to draw hands.
Yeah.
I understand you're... And he's talking to, like, the big boss man.
I understand you're having a lot of trouble, Mr. Farlow. From what I've seen, I'd say the trouble is just starting. You're gonna need some real fighting blood around. I'm not much of a lumberjack.
That's good. You want to hire him, but he's not much of a lumberjack.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm not much of a lumberjack, but I'm a good man to have on the premises.
What's your specialty? What can you handle?
I can handle these things, Mr. Farlow.
You can handle your own hands. Yes. Good job, Big Red.
And I like to be around when the Red River bullies try some fast ones.
I've heard about you, McLean. You can go to I've heard about you, McLean. You can go to work now. I appreciate your aptitude and I need your help. I'm going to put you with the Felling crew. There's something wrong in that outfit. Felling, F-E-L-L-I-N-G, not Felon.
Yeah, Felon.
Yeah.
Well,
unless it's a pun.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm going to put you with the convicts.
Find out in the very next panel.
I also am not much of a lumberjack, but I mean, like, they cut trees down. So I figure, like, a big strong guy, you probably are a pretty good lumberjack, but okay.
No, it's all vanity muscles.
That's true, yeah.
He just punches the tree and it doesn't go down and he gets angry.
He's an Instagram model.
Drinking. Yeah. I'm more of an influencer.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, as Big Red goes on the job, he's noticed by the Red River spies who secure jobs in the Great Bend camp for the purpose of delaying work as much as possible so that the contract will not be filled on time.
Good God. This is like episode one.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. It means good things to come.
Here comes Big Red McLean. I heard he was in talking to the boss. Well, we'll fix him. We'll drop a 60-footer on him.
Before he starts working, Big Red delivers a speech.
47 years...
No, wrong speech.
Listen, you men. The first guy who makes a false move on this job is going to deal with me. I'll send him home with a lily in his hand.
I guess that's
is that a murder?
Is that a colloquialism of the time, I guess? I don't know what
well,
that means.
I assume, like, you, is that
I'll
like
give you flowers and we'll go out on a date.
You hold a flower if you're, like, a corpse?
You bring him to your own grave, I assume.
Because you're dead and you stink, and so they put flowers on you, I guess?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to hold the flowers, and everybody else is already holding the coffin up, right? So, well, you got hands free. You can hold those flowers. You're a corpse.
Fine. Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, as he finishes his speech, a falling tree grazes him, and an axe whizzes by his head.
I saw the birds who've pulled that trick.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's a big tree. It's almost as big as his neck.
Yeah, no, very close. Big Red goes to work.
A bunch of Red River rats, eh? Trying to bust up the Great Bend camp.
And he's just knocking them out one after another. He's twice their size.
That's a punch.
He's an actual giant.
There's another guy just leaning on his back, pointing his anus at Big Red.
Yeah.
That's how you attack. Always.
See, he didn't get hit. His pants fell down and he tripped, and he's trying desperately to pull them back up because he's embarrassed.
He's like, I've never been taught how to fight.
Yeah. Anyway, after the
I'm
men
not much
get
of
their
a fighter, but I can really chop a tree down.
Yeah, exactly. After the men get their trimming, a loyal worker talks to Big Red.
You were right. They are Red River spies, and I know when they'll hold a meeting.
Fine.
I love this.
Not happy about it.
Fine.
He volunteered with no pay to do this job, and he seems irritated to be doing it. I love this guy. At nightfall, Big Red gets an earful.
There they are, at the end of the bunk room.
So they're looking through the window. It's Big Red and little squirrely guy with the white
and
shirt.
Little Red.
Looks like a Voyager.
Yeah, they're all, like, sitting on top. It's either a bed or a table. They're all, like, sitting on top like they're a bunch of, like, school kids in their fort.
or it's a coffin and it's full of lilies.
It's the cast
true.
Of brats.
It's, yeah.
And I like how they've got their axes just in a loose pile on the floor on the left of them.
You don't put them on a thing. You just drop them on the floor. Yeah.
Whew, long day. I can't even put my axe away in its axe case.
Yeah.
look at that guy's neck.
Which one?
Yeah, well, yeah. They're all like.
Oh, God. Just like big, muscly turtlenecks, every last one of them.
They're the Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
Turtle.
They're like the original Ninja Turtles. They all had axes.
Teenage Mutant Lumberjack Turtles.
Yeah. Splinter had to try again after this. It didn't end well. Big Red killed them all.
If we can delay the delivery 3 more days, Great Bend will lose the contract and Red River will get it. That's right. So we'd better wreck the log trains and skitter, set fire to the trucks, and dynamite the rafts. But we'll have to watch out for Big Red. Oh, we'll blast Big Red clean out of sight.
These guys are fresh in from Spain. Oh, we'll
look,
have to clean.
Look, I'm not a. I don't do good accent work, but my.
No, it was great. It was great.
My facial expressions really sell it.
Yeah, totally.
That's what you need in a podcast, baby.
Okay, so Big Red and Little Red are walking away, and they're like strutting, like they're just on the catwalk.
They're like sashay away.
Yeah.
On the catwalk? What? On the catwalk, yeah?
Those rats mean business, all right. I'll keep my eye on him.
Early next morning.
As he peeks around a shrub with his gigantic neck, he can see, like...
It's like, what's his face? The jungle guy. He's always hiding in bushes.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
back!
Yeah.
And he's all red.
A sawmill or something. We're at a river bend.
Looks like I'm just in time. They're getting busy. Tell the boss to go down to the rafts right away. I'll take care of this end.
Big Red surprises the crooks. He's just, it's like the same Shadow just lunging forward, just decking a million dudes.
And there's even a guy in the back flashing his butt again with his legs up in the air.
I know, it's the same! It's the same dude. He's just like, oh, the pants again. I gotta get a belt.
These guys are just like lined up like Koopas, and he's hitting them with a shell.
Yeah. So he's jumping in. He's wailing in on everybody.
So you were gonna blow up the load rig, eh?
Holy mackerel, a wildcat.
No, I'm Big Red McLean.
As Big Red puts on the finishing touches, the foreman calls.
Look, Red, the logging trains have been cut loose.
Big Red sees the runaway trains.
All the new logs. I'll have to stop them. I hope I can catch them at the crossing.
And he's still hiding in the bushes. It's just like his head peeks out of bushes like, oh, that logging truck. All right. He gets there just in time to hop the first dinky. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I'm no logger, and I don't know much about trains, but I don't think these are the right things.
No. Okay, let me... I just need to... I'm not sure if I got that line. I got to do it one more time just for coverage.
You need to do it, and then Merc needs to say his line immediately after.
Yeah. Ready. Okay, and we're not cutting any of this out. He gets there just in time to hop the first dinky.
Boy, oh boy, this thing is moving.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Very nice, very nice.
You know, we're doing important work here, I think.
That's a fast dinky, all right.
Yep, so he's hopped aboard the dinky, which is a part of a train. Let's just say that. Wink, wink.
In this situation, yes.
Yes. By gradually applying the air, he brings the trains to a stop. Gradually applying the air. Just softly blows.
He's blowing the dinky. All right.
I wonder what's next.
And that's with an exclamation mark, not a question mark.
No, yeah.
Well, no, because it's a statement. He wonders what's next.
He wonders real hard.
I wonder what's next. Those crooks are sure working fast.
At the main office of the Red River Outfit, a hurried meeting is held by the leaders.
And once again, look at the placement. Like, there's three... balloons and just a doorknob.
You can hear it all through the keyhole.
Yeah. Well, there's like one of them's the door frame, the other one's either the doorknob or the crack in the door, and the other one's coming through the keyhole.
That's storytelling, guys.
Mm-hmm. That's what you need.
Shakespeare.
We've got to get this Big Red. No use trying to do anything till he's out of the way.
Well, we'll gang up on him at the pub. He has a date there at 9. In the meantime, take it easy.
Just slow back.
They're cutting cucumbers to put on their eyes. They're having a spa day. I love it.
Just look. What time is it? Oh, it's about 4:20.
We at no point see these dudes, so we can imagine anything we want. They might not be dudes. You don't know.
It could be one alien with three heads.
That could be. I believe it. Ah, that makes sense, actually, because like they're all coming from different places, but they're all close together, so that's what I choose to believe. He's got a date with these two fists, I think.
Yeah, lefty and righty, yeah.
I don't imagine that there'll be any romance in this. Yeah. When Big Red walks into the pub that night, the gangsters call him up to the bar. He is all set for them. Wait, what? Maybe he does have a date.
Well, hello, Red. You're just in time. We're having a drink.
Make my double.
As Big Red takes his drink, one of the gang bounces a chair off his head, and the fight starts at top speed. Yeah, I know.
Okay, one of my favorite words in the English language is coming up.
Well, kill this palooka.
Palooka.
Try and do it.
Whack.
And he's just... This is how the fight is starting. Fist. I love the guy who's like laid out already. Like he's just like, I'm just going to lay down to pretend he punched me. That guy did not get into the fight at all.
Alan, you didn't even get hit. I'm just lying down.
Well, clearly I did.
He's punching the one guy in his face, and it looks like his hat is flying off his head and is going to land on someone else's head.
What?
Oh, cool, new hat. Ow, my face.
Big Red can give it as well as take it. Oh, for the love of God.
Step in and get it and like it.
Split his skull open.
Oh, phenomenal.
And he didn't.
Yep.
No,
hop on that dinky. While the fight proceeds, two of the gangsters are down at the river preparing to blow up the log rafts.
There's Farlo, the owner, nosing around. We'll blow him up too.
Wow.
Murder!
Harsh.
It's getting real. It's getting real at the old log raft. I don't know.
At the old dinky station.
Mm-hmm. You know who he could use? You know whose help he could use? The log driver.
Ah, right.
That would be a cool team up.
That would be a crossover.
Because Big Red, really strong. The log driver steps lightly.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Whoa, there you go. Oh, man, that's a good buddy cop movie. I like that. It's a lumberjack buddy cop movie.
They're wood cops.
Is all of this shit in the public domain by now? Because we can make it.
Yep.
Oh, we're being sued by the government.
All right, one of the smaller rafts is dynamited, and Mr. Farlo is close enough to the explosion to be injured. The two gangsters lose their nerve and flee before blowing up the main rafts.
I'm glad that they put that in the narration so we didn't have to, like, see it in a comic. Because all we see is an explosion. Yeah.
It's not exactly. Even an explosion. It's like a kid's drawing of red lines.
Yeah.
Jimmy, can you draw an explosion?
And those logs aren't actually logs. He just left his crayons laying on the paper. He just got tired of doing this. The news is brought to the pub.
What?
The news is brought to the pub. He's standing on dead bodies.
He's outside now. He, like, pulled them all out. Like, this fight just went through the window.
And he's standing on the bodies just... And then he leans over and turns behind him. What?
They've been dead for, like, 45 minutes, and he's still punching them.
That's from his last fight a week ago. They're all, like, decaying.
Oh, totally.
Mr. Fowler was almost killed. He was dynamited.
Big Red goes on a manhunt.
I'll complete this job myself.
So what, he's going to go dynamite him because he was almost dynamited? Yeah.
I think he just walks in there.
He's just going to drop a deuce in the bush. I'll complete this job myself.
Yep. The night passes without word.
Well, maybe they got Big Red too. Whoa, no!
At daybreak,
Why did he say oh no?
Because he didn't want them to get Big Red.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought these were the bad guys.
He loves Big Red. They have a very established relationship in this comic, so of course
he's concerned. Big Red and silhouetted figure. Very good friends.
Yeah, exactly. Best of pals. At daybreak, Big Red overtakes the fugitives.
He's punching one guy and another guy is showing his anus again.
In the air, though.
Yeah, in the air. He's a step up in his
Big Red
technique.
Actually just said something crazy, and this guy, being an old comic character, is just flying backwards.
Yeah.
This ought to wind it up. Whack.
Just right in the air. Big Red brings him back alive. That's a first.
Yeah.
A couple of skins for you, Matt.
Ooh, that's horrible.
A couple of skins for you, Mountie. In secondhand condition.
So I guess this takes place in Canada?
I guess.
That log driver crossover is getting more and more possible.
Yeah, yeah. So then now he's on top of, like, one massive log driving raft thing.
Yeah, that's like
the
a ton
size.
Of logs.
That's a lot of logs.
Yeah, it's like a
log city. Yeah.
Come on, men, we'll drive these rafts out right away!
3 days later.
Are you Mr. Farlo?
he's on the phone.
He's on the phone, I guess.
Are you Mr. Farlo's nurse? Please tell him everything is A-okay.
That's the end.
That's how they wrap it up.
That's the end.
I went to the next page. I'm like, oh, that's it. Just literally like, and don't pay me for my work either. Oh, my God.
You know what? It's a I know Alan Moore uses this a lot in the final panels. Let's just have somebody on the phone just wrapping it up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, that's the end. Yeah. So, like, he literally volunteered to do this hard work. It's great. He's, you know, I heaven forbid if any of these workers try to form a union. Because this guy is, like, ready to bust him any minute.
Yeah, he's all big red strike breaker.
He is all about punching dudes and licking boots.
Big red union buster, king of the North Woods, and hater of workers' rights.
Yep.
It's not a democracy, but because I'm the king of the North Woods.
Yeah.
We were so close to getting this ready for May Day.
But that's not all. There's more Big Red right after this. More Big Red!
Okay, so... more. And this one is also called Big Red McLean, King of the Northwoods. I guess they don't have...
That's the title of the book.
I guess.
Yeah. It's,
the book,
yeah.
The
yeah.
five-page book.
Yeah. He's like Lil Jinx.
And I love in this first picture, he's like... given some guy a smack on the face, and the guy looks like a hairy mackerel. Like, I don't know what he's hitting.
Hairy mackerel.
Wrong with that guy's... Holy mackerel. No, hairy
mackerel.
He's like
a Dick Tracy villain or something. Like...
Yeah, yeah. And Big Red looks pretty made up. Like, he's got lipstick and mascara on.
Yeah, Big Red's got another date at 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Red refuses to age gracefully.
He's such a Samantha.
Yeah.
Big Red is a loyal lumberjack for the Great Bend Lumber Company. While
He stayed on because last time he was just like, I'll bust up this bad thing. He stayed. He's loyal. He's very loyal.
Well, maybe they decided to pay him this time.
Yeah. Well, he might still be waiting for the money.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
That's true.
Waiting. While working on a log jam, he sees men from a rival camp scurrying into the woods. A minute later, the logs are dynamited into the air. I see a theme going on here.
Fucking a lot of dynamite logs all day, every day.
Several men are injured, and Big Red goes into the office to see the boss.
And he's just like dwarfing the boss.
His shoulders...
The boss looks, like, alarmed, like, ah! Like, he just appeared behind him.
Yeah, he had to turn sideways to get into the room. He had to pivot in there.
Let me go over to Red River and clean this up.
That's not my way of doing things, Red.
Well, it was last time.
Yeah, I know. Is this the same boss? I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, while they are talking, men from the rival camp start a forest fire on the Great Bend. The entire Great Bend camp work hard fighting the flames.
Make those trenches 20 feet wide. I'll take care of those birds myself.
Walks over to Red River. It's the same thing again!
I recognize your faces.
I love how he's standing.
I know.
His arms like out in a weird circle.
He walks in like a cartoon. Strong mad.
Okay, from now on, it's a strong mad voice. A strong
I
mad
recognize
voice.
Your faces.
It's like he's wearing one of those crazy corsets that changes the shape of your body.
Oh yeah,
I've never heard of
these
before.
Crunches his organs down. Yeah.
So we're back into silhouette vision as about five dudes. Decide to surround him.
Let's gang up on him!
And Homsar's here as well.
Well, this is why I'm here. You Red River rats, I'll fix you.
He's punching up a storm.
Another anus shot. Oh, two anus shots.
And that guy's legs have just turned into a skirt. Or
yeah,
he's sonic the hedgehogging away.
This is like... Fletcher Hanks is really into dude just jumping in the air and just showing off all the business. Just all the business. Like, oh, that's an angle. I can see everything. See it all.
I like the idea that he's jumping at Big Red with his butt. Woo! Like, here it comes!
Yep, just throwing it at him.
He's doing the flying head scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
on, let's kill him!
We'll try and do it, you rats.
That one dude is just like, his legs and ass have just turned into a red smear. Oh, boy.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. He decks him again. That's like the same guy in the last two panels. He punches him so hard, and he like falls backwards, and they just seem to snap back up, turn around, and is like, get the guns!
Yeah, Big Red's stepping on his feet.
Oh, the old punching bag.
Yeah. If you look at the top two panels and the bottom left panel, that guy is in the exact same position every time. He's just leaning back.
Bouncing back up because Red's standing on his feet.
He's always there.
The guy who's dressed like the human balloons. Version of Brother Bear from the Berenstain Bears.
All right, so he punches.
Oh, they brought in a kicky guy. Oh, wait, that's Big Red.
That's Big Red. Look at how far back he throws his body as he kicks. It's great.
Oh, are you on the next page? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the guns?
Oh, sorry. Get the guns again.
Get the guns!
Big Red uses his feet when they pull the guns on him. And they shoot his feet off. No.
Oh, you'll pay for this.
No, go ahead.
No. I was just gonna say, it seems like he's walking, like throwing his backpack, walking like he's a Robert Crumb cartoon or something.
Yeah.
He's turned into Eunice the Untouchable. Everybody just flies away from him.
Oh yeah.
Keep on redding. Nope, that wasn't it.
Well. We'll get it.
Oh, yeah. You'll pay for this. I'll put you all where you belong.
And he's just about to, slam someone down on the ground. And again, another dude is just, flying ass up in the air. Lovely. Yep.
Ass up, face down.
Mm-hmm.
The big heavyweight from the Red River Gang comes out into the open.
I'll knock you out, you big palooka.
Wait, I'll knock you. No, hold on. I got that wrong. It was much worse than I thought.
I'll knock you stiff, you big palooka. I'll rub you out, you.
Jump on this dinky. step up and get it. Hey, boffo. Well, how do you like it?
No,
depending
on how you say that. So how did you
literally
like
I'll knock you stiff, come up and step and get out. Oh my god.
How do you like
this
it?
Is on purpose. And he just sort of, I think, just crawls away at that point.
And Big Red, I guess, walks back into the forest and says,
"Well, I guess this winds it up."
Back at the office with the boss who now has a mustache. I don't think he had a mustache last time.
He was blonde and clean shaven 1 minute ago, and now
Big
he's
Red was and, in that forest for 40 years.
And he's become the leader. Look at that head. That's enormous.
It's great. The tiny little face right in the middle.
He's one of the guys from This Island Earth.
Yeah.
I believe you'll have no more trouble with Red River now, Mr. Furlough.
You're all right, Red. You have a lifetime job here if you want it.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Furlough, but I'm shoving off where there's more action. I'll pass by the Red River camp and say so long.
And what the hell is in the next panel? It's just his torso.
He's now become the Sandman, and he's just, sledging himself away. He's like a torso and a trail.
It actually tracks, because as we've said before, Fletcher Hanks tends to draw people like Thomas Hayden Church, so it all comes together.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of which, Thomas Hayden's in the last panel.
I know, he's right there!
Yes!
Well, these Red River boys don't seem very happy to see me.
And he continues to walk to Sandman over, to basically turn into a hill.
As he just fades away into the sunlight.
There goes a good man.
And he's got a bandage on his head, like he's clearly been beaten half to death. I love how there's like mutual respect in the end, for some reason.
That guy kicked the crap out of me. I love him.
He's killed like 48 members of like the Red River gang, but they goddamn if he doesn't respect them, everyone.
I mean, they're not a gang. They're employees.
That's true. It's really just like, this is just competition in the market, and he's just like, I'm just going to kill them all.
Yep.
Our hero.
My hero.
Big Red McLean, king of capitalism.
Yep. And there we are.
So that's Big that's Red McLean.
That's it.
Big Red.
That's Big Rue McClanahan.
He's future appearances. He's wearing a very nice flowery blouse. I'm very excited for those ones. I felt like they were establishing a status quo because this was like almost the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't think there's much variance.
No,
this is a one-note character, yeah.
Oh, which means we don't have to read every single one of them? We'll see.
It's true.
Oh, I think we do.
I mean, maybe there'll be ones later where he has, like, a talking dog.
He's gonna move on. He's gonna move on to better, very different things. There's not gonna be a boss of a certain camp of loggers, and then a competing camp of loggers he has to fight. Nobody is gonna call him a palooka ever again. It's not going to happen. Now, let me turn this page. Let me take a big sip of water as I turn this page.
I like how you started to rap there.
Yeah.
I take a big sip of water as I turn this page, and I spit the water out of my filled with rage.
Well, stupid. I don't know about you guys, but I had a lovely time with Big Red.
It was excellent.
Yes.
And it's a lovely time with you, the listener. Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Does Big Red count as CanCon?
I think it does.
Yes.
Let's say yes.
I think it does. I think the rules for CanCon are pretty thin. I think you just have to, like...
one of the producers.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like somebody... it's like one of the fictional characters is Canadian, so it's CanCon.
Exactly. All right. Yep. That might actually do it.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut on, like astronaut on Instagram.
I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. I've got some books and some prints and some other stuff, and there's more stuff that's going to come real, real soon. So, you know. Keep going to that website. And also, you know, I'm the same thing on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. The Kyle Lees.
There you go. I am Bright. I'm excited for what's coming soon.
There's going to be a new pin, and there's going to be a new t-shirt, and there's going to be bags.
Bags?
What?
Bags.
Nice.
Bags. Bags,
cornering
Jerry.
The bag market, baby.
With a picture of Kyle's dinky on it.
With a picture of another bag on it. and pins that are shaped like a Safeway bag. And Safeway bags that are shaped like a pin.
You know what? It's not a bad idea. Because, like, everybody, you need a bag for all your bags. So that can be your bag.
Put it in the bag hutch.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Anyway, I'm Bry Kotick. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com. And you can follow me on various social media sites at BRYKOTYK if you feel like it.
And if you want to read more Big Red, just Google it. Just Google it.
It's there. It's all there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fletcher Hanks or sure Chris it's... Fletcher or whatever his name happens to be that day.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm not saying steal it, but is this in the public domain now?
It's 100 years old.
Yeah. Fletcher Hanks is long dead. He's not mad.
Oh, well, he probably is, but
unless his ghost is mad, in which case come by sometime. Come yell at us as a ghost as we record.
Come haunt us. Yes.
Fletcher Hanks. Love it. Fletcher Hanks of Christmas past.
The Fletcher Hanks of Christmas yet to come.
He's gonna try to teach us an important lesson and we're going to refuse to listen to it.
And he's gonna squish our heads like a grape.
He will.
And he only appears at logging camps.
Mm-hmm. So you know, we're pretty safe. That sounds like manual labor, and no thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. And there's even a guy in the back flashing his butt again with his legs up in the air.
I know! It's the same! It's the same, dude. He's just like, oh, the pants again! I gotta get a belt!